Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I get a good feeling.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check on PXY mornings. You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
Get in.
All right.
Right.
On those good vibes. 585-252-9800. People are knocking on the door this morning. Let's let them in.
Who is here? Nico and Steve, Avi.
What's up, guys?
Good morning and happy Thursday from Nico and Steven. It's Pizza Thursday again.
It's Pizza Thursday. Yeah, because you got paid yesterday.
So vibes are up. Also got offered some overtime on Sunday, so that's cool. Again, filthy rich. It's just never the same in those mornings without you guys driving to work.
No.
Have a great day. Love you both. I know you can stream our pods. You can listen to old episodes, which is super great.
I hope they listen at work.
I know. Me too. I do as well. Who else is here? We have Jessica. Jessica says, good morning. Sup, on my Jess. Way to the gym. Feeling great.
Jess is getting after it this morning. Show those dumbbells, who's boss.
She's putting on makeup in the parking lot just in case they make her take a picture.
So, excuse me.
Sir! What?
Excuse me.
Did I just run over your dog? What
we
happened?
We need a default picture.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Not that deep. What about you, vibes?
Vibes are good. What I had dinner with my brother yesterday, and Did you ever been to Flight West in Greece?
No, I don't think so. I heard it's nice, though. No,
I'm very impressed with their, like, bourbon and whiskey selection. I mean, that it's a huge wall with everything and anything. So I'm looking at this bottle
Yeah, I've seen pictures of it. It looks nice.
Yeah. So I'm asking the bartender last night. I said, hey, you know, that bottle of Weller's in the case on the shelf there?
Yeah.
What's that go for like just an ounce? He goes, oh, it's about $2,500. I go, come on, we're in Greece. He goes, and he showed me a picture of the bottle online. It's like $10,000. I'm like, do you have a market for that here? In Greece, New York?
Yeah, who's buying that?
No, they haven't sold one yet.
No, I didn't think they would. Yeah. Probably more so just for the looks.
Like, God, is that necessary?
I mean, we probably shouldn't have said that on air. They're going to get robbed tomorrow.
Sorry.
Respectfully, of course. It's Lily. Vibes are good. Can't wait for a chill day today. Good morning. I'm in my good vibes because I got so much work done yesterday at work. That's from Nora.
Nora.
Good morning. Amanda here, going 3 for 3 for the gym this week, trying to make it 4 for 4. Have a good day.
Oh, my God. That's our goal right there.
Crushing. Absolutely crushing.
Ready to get after it.
My
All
vibes.
Right, well, enjoy doing the splits.
Yeah.
How are you feeling?
My vibes are okay. I took a nap yesterday and could not sleep last night. So that's not great.
How long was the nap?
I napped from like 1 to like 3:30, maybe like 2.5 hours.
Nice.
But I'm okay. I have to go to my alma mater after the show. I have to go down to Canandaigua Academy.
What do they want from you?
I have to do a speaking engagement.
I love that for you.
Shake hands, kiss 16-year-olds, you know.
You know, Greece Athena never asked me to come back.
I know. They text me. They're like, yeah, we're so good on that. I was like, yeah. So I'm doing that for the Polar Plunge. So I'm excited about that. And then I'm going to Limoncello tonight for dinner.
Good joint.
Never been. Excited.
Yeah, that's they got a good menu there. We love Limoncello.
Good morning. It's Mario. Just wanted to say hey.
Well, Mario, where have you been?
Listening every morning.
Where's Mario been? We haven't heard from
a silent listener.
We heard from him last in 2024. That's our boy right there. We love Mario. We're glad the vibes are up. Tomorrow is Friday, you guys. It's creeping up on us. This week has gone by fairly quick. Tragic news coming out in Santa Fe, New Mexico this morning. 2-time Oscar winner Gene Hackman, his wife and their dog, all found dead in their home. They did a wellness check yesterday. I don't know what's going on because they're saying doesn't look like foul play.
Was it like
what?
There's a suicide,
but we don't know. Yeah. There's a lot of unanswered questions here, but I'll talk about. We'll get into that for the big story of the day.
Was it a gas leak?
I don't know, Breezy. I don't.
I'm just trying. To
I know
think
you're
of all options.
Spitballing here. I get know. That, but I can't answer any of that. I'll give you the info we do have on this story coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Wait a minute! Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. Tragic news that a lot of us were seeing in the headlines this morning. Oscar-winning actor Gene Hackman, his wife, and their dog all found dead in their New Mexico home. And authorities reported earlier this morning that no foul play was suspected. That's where we all have a lot of questions. Authorities did not release any circumstances of their deaths and said an investigation is obviously ongoing, but it blows my mind. I didn't realize how old Gene Hackman is, 95. He was found dead with his wife, Betsy, their dog as well, when deputies did a welfare check yesterday afternoon around 1:45 p.m. They live in this gated community in New Mexico. Hackman was, in my opinion, one of the finest actors of his generation. Guy played the villain, the hero, the anti-hero, dozens of dramas. The last thing he did, though, was the movie with Ray Romano, Welcome to Mooseport. But that was way back in 2004. He also played the villain in Superman. He retired back in the 2000s. But he was a 5-time Oscar nominee who won for The French Connection and Unforgiven. And aside from all the appearances, all the award shows, he was rarely ever seen in Hollywood, in the social circuit, because unlike a lot of people, when they retire in Hollywood, they end up coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But he was the rare Hollywood retirement, I guess you could say. But the news comes just 4 days before the 97th Academy Awards that are going to take place this Sunday. Do you remember, you know Dustin Hoffman from Rain Man. Him and Dustin Hoffman were roommates in college, and they came up together in the business. But it's just such a sad story. And then you have people that are asking the question, well, if it's not foul play, was there a gas leak?
Right.
Somebody suggested maybe it was food poisoning, and they all shared the same exact thing, and they all passed.
The dog, too?
I'm like, yeah, the dog, too?
Yeah.
I'm like, so you come into the house, they do a welfare check yesterday. Gene Hackman, his wife, and the dog all found dead. What can that be from? And they're suspecting no foul play. I don't know. A lot of questions that are being asked, and right now the investigation is ongoing, so we'll definitely get more news on that.
Michelle Trachtenberg? Not sure. Ice Princess, Harriet the Spy, Gossip Girl. She was like the actress of my childhood, essentially. She was in so many things.
Yeah, yeah. She's only 40, I think.
She passed at 39 yesterday in her apartment.
They didn't say what caused that, huh?
Not yet. I mean, same type of thing. Just, they said she was struggling. There was a lot of cryptic messages and things of that nature. But it's so sad. Taken way too soon.
Oh my God, yeah.
She was a great actress too. But.
So sorry to hear the news this morning. But we'll keep you guys posted on this as more comes in. Some of us are more affectionate than others. I am someone who grew up and was taught to kiss and hug your loved ones, yeah? Well, that's what our friend Andrea from Webster did, and now her boyfriend's ex-girlfriend is saying she is getting her lawyer involved. You guys are going to want to hear this if you are also someone who shows a lot of affection.
Yes.
We're going to get Andrea on the show with us coming up next on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Getting your lawyer involved in accusing someone of inappropriately overstepping their boundaries with a child over something like this is insane.
No,
but that's where our listener Andrea says she's currently at. And we're going to get her on the phone with us in a second. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I come from a big Italian family, some of you know. And out of respect, I was always taught kiss and hug my elders or the people I love. Yeah, that's gotten me in trouble as I've gotten older.
You kissing the clerk at the grocery store just wasn't the vibe.
But that's my parents' fault.
Right.
But what Andrea is being faced with, I think, is at a whole other level. Let's get her on the phone with us. Hi, Andrea. Good morning.
Hi, Moose. Hi, Breezy.
Good morning.
Andrea.
Hey.
This is wild. How are you feeling today as opposed to...
I don't know. I'm just a little confused. Like, it just really took me by surprise, honestly.
Okay.
Tell us what happened.
Yeah, what's going on, Queen?
Okay. So I currently live with my boyfriend of almost 2 years in Webster.
Yep.
And he has a 4-year-old that I help raise. And I love him like my own son. Like, I love that kid. I would do anything for him. I do everything for that kid.
Right.
And the other day, his biological mom came to pick him up because it was her weekend. And my little man said hugs and kisses to me, before, you know, he left.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we shared like a harmless little goodbye peck on the lips.
Little, you know, kiss on the lips. Peck. Yeah.
Yeah, just a little peck, you know. And his mom freaks out. She's like, you're a child molester.
Oh,
don't
no.
you ever kiss my kid on the lips, you freak. And I'm calling my lawyer.
Oh,
what?
No.
Not the lawyer.
I know.
Not the lawyer entertainer.
Extreme.
No.
Extreme.
I was in shock, honestly.
Is your boyfriend in at home when this is happening?
No.
Okay.
So can I ask one question before we continue? Have you guys had a rocky relationship? Like, is she obviously not on board with your relationship? Has she given you a hard time in the past?
A little, yeah. They had a kind of a rocky, weird breakup.
Yeah. But you guys have been together a couple of years already, though.
Yeah, a couple of years. Yeah. Like, we live together.
Oh, well, time to move on.
I know. And I mean, when it happened, I didn't even react to her. Like, I just told, you know, his son to have a great weekend with his mom, mm-hmm. and I'll see him later. You know, I didn't want to cause an issue or scare him. Yeah. And so, of course, I got inside. Like, I cried.
Yeah.
I was freaking out. Like, I called my boyfriend. He said, you know, not to worry about it because her behavior has always been extremely erratic, apparently. Yeah. And
how do you not worry?
Exactly. I'm like, is she going to let me see him again? I don't.
Right. She's saying she's going to call her lawyer.
Yeah,
which is so over the top.
She's, you know, and it's hard for me to not get through and not worry. And, you know, is she actually going to call her lawyer? And then I start questioning all this past weekend if I am in the wrong for giving this kid who I have known for a few years now. I've helped raise him. I take care of him. Give him a little peck on the lips goodbye.
Sure.
He asked me for a hug goodbye, you know, a hug and a kiss goodbye. And now I'm just so scared to show him affection.
Oh, yeah.
That's tough.
Does anyone else, you know, like, I just want to know, does anyone else who is a step parent deal with something like this? Like, have you gone through, like, has anyone else, like, felt this before?
Yeah.
That's insane.
585-252-9800. I wouldn't stop doing what you're doing, Andrea. It sounds like you're a big part of his life.
Yeah.
And he welcomes that. I mean, I'm sure the missing piece to what your boyfriend has been looking for.
Also, like, showing love and affection to a child is pivotal in those younger years. I mean,
exactly.
I have so many friends of mine who we've had conversations and they're like, oh, my family never hugged or kissed when we were growing up. Like, oh my God, that's so weird to me.
That's how I grew up. Andrea, let's just call it like it is. She's making it creepy because she hates you.
Yeah.
She's turning it into something sexual because she despises you, because in her eyes, you probably took away what she's always wanted.
Yeah. And you have what she always wanted.
It's so uncomfortable.
I'm sorry that happened. So now what next? What's happened?
I mean, my boyfriend has just tried to calm me down and, you know, just tell me not to worry about her and that she's not going to do anything and he's not going to let her, you know, not let me see him or anything like that. Like, he doesn't think anything is weird on my end. However, she did contact my boyfriend earlier this week saying that she wants to keep his son for longer, for like the rest of the week.
What?
And she doesn't want me around him. She doesn't want me to see him. She doesn't feel comfortable.
Okay. I don't know how long that's going to last.
I mean, also, like, the son clearly adores you based on the story that you told us. And like, that's kind of depriving him for her selfish reasons.
Right.
You know?
It's making me feel crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see how long this lasts. You know, until she gets a Bumble date and then she's
like, take him back.
God.
We got some messages coming in right now. Andrea, I'm going to let you go, but take a listen to the messages and in the calls we get on this. We do have a woman that's texting in right now by the name of Michelle that says no person should ever kiss their child on the lips. It's inappropriate.
That's okay.
All right.
God.
All right.
She's like, great. I feel so much better.
Andrea, thanks for the call this morning. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you so much for letting me get that off my chest.
Yeah,
sure.
You guys are going to be, you'll be fine. You're going to be fine.
All right.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Talk soon.
Bye.
You're like, she's going to be fine. Comes lawyered up the next drop off.
Please show up.
Could you imagine?
Megan says, good morning, guys. I've been a stepmom for 6 years. And I would love, I give both of my stepkids a peck on the lips before school. I agree 100% with Moose. This woman is a little bitter in finding any possible way to make this girl Andrea's life a living hell.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Sounds like the ex-girlfriend is a little threatened by the new girlfriend who's getting more love and affection from her son, more than she is, at least. But that would make any mom jealous. Tell Andrea she's got nothing to worry about. Yeah, what are you possibly going to say to a lawyer? Hey,
I'm unhappy.
What are you going to say? Like, what person is going to defend you when you go to them and be like, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend is showing love and affection to my son and gave him a peck on the lips goodbye, plus also has helped raise him and spent all of her paycheck on him week after week.
If that's the case, I mean, Tom Brady should have been arrested years ago. This person says, good morning. My two cents on the baby mama drama. Don't even sweat it. Tell the mom there's nothing wrong with people loving. There's nothing wrong with more than one person or two people loving and raising him. I have an 11-year-old stepdaughter, and her mom has had the same issues back in the day.
Mm.
4 years later, we're good. She's come to terms with it.
Yeah. He's a young kid.
Yeah. There are bigger problems you have as a parent than
she's showing
your child love and affection.
She's looking for
care.
She's looking for something to be upset about. Chris is weighing in. I can understand showing your kids or stepchildren love and affection, but is a kiss on the lips necessary? It's so easy, especially today, for someone to yell, you're being a predator. It's just better to not give anyone a reason to do that.
Right.
Amy says, go ahead and tell me I can't give my kids a peck on the lips. I dare you. Don't tell me I can't show my kids love just because you didn't grow up with it or people refuse to give it back to you. This woman would have gotten her legs broken. Okay.
Okay. We're just going to let that one go.
It's 6:50 in the morning.
Oh, my God. Relax.
Thanks, guys, for the messages. Andrea, I'll say it again. You're probably going to be fine.
Yeah.
I won't sweat it. It's PXY Mornings. 98 Welcome back to the show. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, starting your day off with us. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy. It being Eating Disorder Awareness Week, Breezy and I just wanted to talk about that and also check in with you guys. If this is something you have ever battled alone or behind closed doors, Breezy and I want to try and make you feel a little less alone. And with that being said, I know this is something that Breezy herself has been very open about. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I know last year we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah.
This time around, I think it's probably going to sound a little bit different.
Yeah, for sure. As Moose said, this week is National Eating Disorder Awareness Week. And again, if you've been listening to our show for any volume of time, you know that this week is very near and dear to my heart. At least 30 million people of all ages and genders suffer from an eating disorder in the U.S. That's a pretty harsh number.
Yeah.
And I'm one of them. I had bulimia as a teenager, suffered from anorexia as a young adult. That led into a binge eating disorder in my 20s. I've truly experienced all of them. And although it's hard to talk about, the reason I make mention and hold space for this year after year is because I know there are so many listening right now, young, old, somewhere in between, that either had or currently have an eating disorder, whether they identify it as such or not. Every 52 minutes, at least one person dies as a direct result of an eating disorder. And eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate of any mental illness. It can be a very lonely, isolating and shameful disease. And I felt all of those. And I know that anybody who's experienced an eating disorder has felt that too.
Mm-hmm.
And again, trigger warning, we are going to get into eating disorders and, you know, medications and things of that nature. So if it's not for you, I completely understand. Just wanted to let you know. Shedding light on the topic, I mean, it's a huge release, not only for me to be truthful and honest with our audience, but I also think it's important to let people know that they're not going through it alone. They never have been alone. They never will be alone. And if you've missed our conversations in the past, I'm not going to get into like my exact story. I think I have other things to touch on today, but it is going to be linked on our Instagram for you to check out those past conversations. Again, today's conversation is going to look and feel a little different than past conversations that we've had, because although we are on the radio and you can't necessarily see us, if you listen religiously or you follow me on Instagram, you can see that my body has gone through significant changes in the past year, and I've gotten a handle on my physical and my mental health very much so within this past year. I've gotten into an extremely regimented yet healthy workout routine, and I am proud to say that I have lost 70 pounds since last March.
I definitely tip my hat to you for that. I've seen your growth, and I've seen your weight loss throughout day after day after day. And you've definitely, I mean, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It's not at 70 pounds.
It's a lot, right? It's monumental weight loss.
You're a new person.
And this is nothing like super new to me, right? Like I've been consistently working out for 10 plus years. I've been in treatment for eating disorders with groups and therapists and nutritionists for a number of years too, right? But there's something new that has really helped me get to where I need to be in order to live a long, healthy, happy, mobile life. And that's the incorporation of a GLP-1. And for those of you who aren't familiar with a GLP-1, it's a medication used to manage type 2 diabetes and obesity. They work by mimicking a natural hormone to regulate your blood sugar levels while also promoting weight loss. They stimulate the pancreas to produce more insulin, and therefore that slows down your digestive system and reduces your appetite. Now, obviously, if you're any human living on Earth, you've heard the buzz around these medications, whether it be the raving reviews that people have or the absolute scrutiny and heat that they've taken as well. They've become pretty hush-hush and taboo, and people who are on them are really scared to let others know that they're on them due to the backlash and anger. Although they may have never felt better in their entire life, they do feel a sense of shame because of the preconceived notion that people who are on these medications are liars, they're cheaters, they're lazy, they're corner cutters, etc. You can head to TikTok for the full list of comments on that
one. Sure.
But the reason I feel so strongly about talking about this is because as authentic and as honest as I am here as my role as your morning show drive bestie, I also felt scared. I also felt shame. This past year has been really hard for me, although there's been so much growth, like Moose said, although there's been so much pounds shed and, you know, easier to move and feeling good in my clothes and my body and my life for once. Although I have felt so amazing personally, I felt like I couldn't talk about it. And I can truly say I've never felt better about myself mentally, physically, or emotionally. And I'm not going to say that, you know, I'm 100% wiped of eating disorders and I'm cured completely. That's not true and that never will be. But my food noise and my constant thoughts and obsession with food and meals and what am I going to eat next and I can't have that, that's too much. That's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
With this medication, not a thing anymore for me personally, from my personal experience.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I've seen others and individuals and even friends of mine struggle who've treated their next meal as an event.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time. It used to be so severe for me as I'm eating my lunch. I'm not even remotely close to being done with it. I'm thinking about what's for dinner. What am I going to have after this? It was like a hyper fixation. And now I'm eating to fuel my body and I'm not eating for comfort or to fill a void, which is something that 44% of obese individuals do. So trust me, if you're listening to this and thinking to yourself, that's me, you're not alone. And no, I'm not a doctor and I'm not recommending this medication to any Joe or Sally off the street. What I'm saying is that I have been working with a doctor who monitors me, my body, my progress, blood work levels, etc. And I truly believe that eating disorder recovery, weight loss, wellness, and doing what's right for you and your body is not a one-size-fits-all. I truly encourage anyone who's struggling with this feeling of hopelessness that when it comes to your physical and mental health, to look into every option. Because for years, I had been working out, and I had been dieting and cutting back and doing all the things with zero movement and zero results.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past year, I've really changed my eating habits with the help of this medication. And no, it's not so much restriction for me because we all know, we talked about Frugal February we know how I do with restriction,
It's terrible. It really comes down to that healthy balance.
And I really am simply eating less processed food. I'm consuming a lot more protein. I'm working out 5 to 6 days a week with a mixture of strength and cardio and all of the things. And again, I will reiterate one more time, I'm not reinventing the wheel here. This isn't something that I have never tried before. I've done it all. But with the help of this medication, I've seen the scale move so significantly that it's been life-changing. And this medication is just one tool out of so many tools in my toolbox that have contributed to my complete and utter transformation. All right. And the comments that people who are on this medication receive when others find out mm-hmm. that they're on it are almost never positive. Well, you're just going to lose all your muscle. So that's how you're going to lose weight. You're going to gain that weight back the second you get off this medication. You're going to get cancer. You're so lazy. You should just go to the gym and eat less. By revealing that I'm on this medication, I understand that I'm opening myself up to these comments and this scrutiny. And I agree, like, it's not for everyone, and that's totally fine. But at the end of the day, it's not your body, it's not your life, and I'm going to do what's right for me, for my health, and I'm going to continue to share my story for those who are struggling to live a healthy, happy life, and they feel so stuck, because I felt so stuck for so many years. It was debilitating. I have so many people in my life whose opinions have helped me and hurt me. And at the end of the day, I need to do what's best for me. And I encourage you to do what's best for you. So if you're struggling with disordered eating, or you're struggling with thoughts around this medication, whether you're on it or you want to go on it or you don't think you can go on it, or any body image issues whatsoever, listen, my DMs are always open and I'm always free to talk. And I get it, because honestly, like, I'm just like you. I really am. Like, it comes down to like struggle and mental health and physical health. And at the end of the day, like, you need to do what's right for you. Mm-hmm. And if that opens me up to a world of scrutiny in my Instagram or TikTok or DMs, comments, so be it. It is what it is. But like, there's so many people out there who are struggling, and I want to be a voice for those people, because some of them don't have one. And I want everyone to know that, like, it's okay if you're in this space. And you can also reach out to the National Alliance for Disordered Eating Hotline. It's 866-662-1235. That's my truth, and I'm not ashamed of it.
You shouldn't
all.
Be. Thank you for opening up, Breezy. So many people are facing a battle others know nothing about, and don't ever feel bad for getting a little extra help, especially when you feel like you're in a corner. You've done everything. You've tried everything. There's nothing to be ashamed about. Breezy, you work out harder than anybody I've ever met. Way more than I ever have. And you know what? I am so proud of you and everything you've accomplished. Are you opening yourself up to negativity? Sure, because we've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
We've been on that other side. We've seen it.
Yeah.
But don't, it doesn't matter. Because at the end of the day, you're getting a little extra help and you're doing what's best for you in your health.
Yeah.
And there's something to be said about that.
I think what really turned the corner for me was when I turned 30, like, everything really came to a head.
Yeah.
And I was like, listen, I'm getting older. I'm in a new era, a new decade of my life. And I want to be around to see my life through and do all of the things that I've always dreamt of doing. And I don't think I can really do that, or I would be doing myself a disservice if I didn't get a handle on this. And again, it's a struggle and it's a journey, and some days are harder than others, and it is what it is. But
it's hard because a lot of us go through life without truly being able to see our full potential. And yeah, we're our own worst enemy. You know, if we can just figure out a way to get out of our own way, we can really do so many great things in life. And I think a lot of us struggle with just that.
Yeah.
And it's the competition that we have, not with other people,
with
but
ourselves.
With ourselves.
And I did figure out my way, and I've literally never been happier. So if you're going to be upset about that, that's a you problem.
We're so proud of you, and the people that love you the most are always going to be here to support you. 585-252-9800 is the number. If you guys have any comments, if you want to open up about your struggle, we're going to keep the conversation going. And of course, Hi Moose, Breezy on Air, 98 PXY Rochester is our socials. We're very active on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always there if you guys have comments, concerns, or you just want to chat. And by the way, Breezy and I, we're out all the time. We see people. We love talking to you. There's been people that have reached out. Hey, do you guys want to get a drink or a coffee or something like that? We do it. We're more than happy to sit down with our listeners.
Yes.
We love you guys. It's the whole reason we do this.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we go through struggles. So do you. But the reason we love this job so much is because we enjoy being able to relate to everybody.
We're just like you guys.
And so.
Just with a microphone. So.
We're going to take a quick break. And again, Breezy, that number, if somebody needed to reach out.
It's very important. It's the National Alliance for Eating Disorder Helpline. It's 866-662-1235.
It is Eating Disorder Awareness Week. We want to keep that conversation going. 585-252-9800. I know we really appreciate a lot of you opening up and showing a lot of love. A couple people want to reach out about their struggles, and we welcome that.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this more.
Let's bring on Kayla Wilson. She's my trainer. She has a psychology degree, and I think it's really important to note that she is also an eating disorder survivor as well. Kayla, I would love for you to shed some light this morning because you've been by my side since day one, and I would love to know your thoughts on this.
Hi, Kayla. Good morning.
Hi, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me, Breeze. I'm super pumped to be on here and just kind of, you know, clear the air and support you, but also continue to spread awareness about eating disorders. So, I mean, Breezy came to me right in the very beginning prior to starting the medication and truthfully had this fear right off the bat of sharing it and kind of what would come with eating disorders and the backlash for it. I think one thing to note in what I have witnessed as Breezy's trainer is the work that she's put in outside of just the medication. So the working out, the fueling her body, the therapy appointments, the being open and honest with her recovery and where her mindset is and where she is in her eating disorder recovery as well. It was very honest with that and forthcoming in the beginning. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, coming into something that is so touchy is challenging because, listen, we need food to fuel our bodies. We cannot, those of us with eating disorders, you cannot remove the piece that we control,
right?
Like other disorders and other diseases can, right? We need that each and every day. So I think that's where the fine line and the struggle comes from with this is that, unfortunately and fortunately, we need that piece to sustain life.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely one of those fine lines. And I truly feel like if you haven't walked the path, it's very hard to understand. And, you know, until you've been in those shoes personally.
Absolutely.
I'd like to ask, Kayla, because you are somebody that has been through this. You've dealt with an eating disorder. Breezy has dealt with an eating disorder. How long does it, I would say, has it taken you or did it take Breezy to come to the point where you finally realized, hey, I might have a problem here? How long would you say that took?
Mine definitely took a couple of years. Mine took me close to death for me to finally have a wake-up call.
Yeah.
So for me, it really, in the beginning, it was not a notice thing from me.
Right.
It was parents and those type of things, but it really, it took a couple years because behaviors in the beginning were just behaviors and people thought we were taking care of ourselves or we were, you know, maybe doing something in a healthy way that then escalated because that was my source of comfort at the time or control at the time. And I think I really want to note one thing though, and I know that Breeze is going to talk about it, but that it's not something that just vanishes. This doesn't just go away. Her noise and her chatter and her mind has gone down the same way that mine has gone down. But it is not something that ever goes away. When you are dealt with an eating disorder, when you have this, you are constantly working on quieting the noise in your mind. You are constantly working on using what I call our tools to manage you know, so that we are living a healthy life. So I think it's something to note that she and myself and those of us in recovery can feel wonderful and be in a wonderful spot in our recovery, but it doesn't mean that whatever we're doing The healthy things that we are doing to take care of ourselves have completely erased an eating disorder because an eating disorder does not go away.
I can imagine that anybody facing any kind of disease constantly has this eternal battle going on between them and the voice inside their head. For the people who are listening right now who might have a loved one going through something like this, what are some of the signs they should look out for?
Well, honestly, I feel like it varies a lot these days because when I was first diagnosed, there was only bulimia, there was only anorexia. Now this day, there is so many variations of eating disorders out there. I think really what it comes down to when you're noticing changes maybe in behavior, so restricting, maybe only eating at a certain time of day, using a certain plate, isolation is one of the biggest things. It is such a disconnecting disease that you are now just in a lonely space within yourself, but then are also isolating yourself from so many people that you become unrecognizable. And I don't mean by the physical.
Right.
I truly mean by the mental and the emotional. That I think that when you know, if you know your loved one well enough, you're going to know if something is wrong, correct? So it's one of those things of checking in. Okay, hey, how are you doing? And straying away really from what the behavior that you're seeing is, and rather more personally checking in on them and how they are doing. But the list could go on and on in terms of what you could see. You know, it could be...
It varies, sure.
Right.
Yeah, it could be in the bathroom more. It could be restriction. It could be isolation. Not wanting to go out, not avoiding meal, you know, a situation, right. Those type of things. But the list could truly go on and on.
Kayla, I threw out the statistic earlier that every 52 minutes, at least one person dies as a direct result from an eating disorder. And eating disorders have the second highest mortality rate than any other mental illness out there. First of all, want to applaud you. You are such an inspiration to me for getting through this disease and this just absolute hardship that you went through. And you said you were close to death. And I think that a lot of people just look at eating disorders like, well, you just like, you know, skip a meal here and there. Like, no, it is actually it's morbid. It's morbid.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, yesterday I had the privilege to talk to two families that sadly lost their daughters to this. I roomed with women in treatment that sadly passed away. The statistic is true. What are you doing in the next 52 minutes, right? Somebody could be dying from an eating disorder. It is not just missing a meal.
Right. There's so much more to that. I know it sounds like an easy, an easy fix,
right.
But that's not the case, especially for somebody who's battling it and facing it head on day in and day out.
Yeah.
Kayla Wilson, personal trainer, thank you for coming on with us this morning and sharing your story and being a rock for our girl Breezy, too.
Absolutely. And if I could just leave one thing, I think the biggest thing I would say is use your voice. Continue to use your voice because it's one of your most powerful tools.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Kayla. You've helped so many just spread light and awareness on the situation. And, you know, this National Eating Disorder Awareness Week will be ending at the end of the week here. But that does not mean we stop talking. That does not mean we, you know, only shed light at this time of the year, at this week. It's constant and it's forever. And I appreciate it.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, Kayla.
Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll talk soon. Talking Eating Disorder Awareness Week. Breezy, thanks for opening up this morning and sharing your battle and the help that you've gotten. I know that was not easy for you, but you did it gracefully.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're going to take a quick break. You guys can always hit us up on our socials. Hi, Moose, Breezy on Air, 98PXY Rochester. If you ever need to talk, we're always here to listen. It's PXY Mornings. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I saw a statistic yesterday that people are getting worse when it comes to going on a job interview.
Oh, no.
And almost 30% of Gen Zers bring a parent with them to a job interview because they don't know how to answer a majority of the questions they are asked by a hiring manager. So considering Breezy has close to no work experience except for that job at that ice cream
literally parlor. Own a business, have had multiple jobs. I mean, career-wise, yes, this is my only job. But
right.
Yes.
And then the ice cream place that you stole money
and
from.
And Nolan's and a couple other places, but yes.
I thought we would see how well she did in an actual job interview. So I reached out to my friend who's a hiring manager and had her send me a list of questions that she would normally ask a candidate who has applied for the job. And
not you trying to ship me off to a new career.
Some have a really hard time answering the most basic questions, but I wanted to see how you would do. And I want you to walk through the studio door like you would a normal job interview.
Okay.
I want you to seriously answer these questions to the best of your ability. Your goal is to get the job today.
I mean, I'll try, but I've got to practice.
Honestly, do your best. I want you to take this seriously.
I will. I'll try.
Are you interested in the job you're applying for?
What's going on? What am I applying for?
The hiring manager position at Texas Roadhouse in Henrietta. They need someone to come and turn that place around after the health department shut them down. So you're going to walk
Seems
through
like
that door.
Seems like an impossible task, but okay.
You're going to walk through that door, okay? And we're going to start the interview process.
You would be lucky to have me, but sure.
Okay, let's go in 3, 2, 1. You walk through the door.
Okay.
How you would in a job interview. We're taking this seriously because there's a lot of people listening who are Gen Z that need this help. Come on in. Hey, Breezy. Hi, come on in. Why don't you take a seat? You're not going to shake my hand? You just...
No.
Okay. All right. Let's continue. All right. So thanks for coming in today. I see you wear your sweats to the interview. It's important to be comfortable on your days off.
These are literally my work pants, my dress pants.
Definitely
want
to try and keep a level of professionalism here at the restaurant.
Not me wearing slippers.
After reviewing your resume in work history.
Yes.
You wrote down under skills, fashionable.
Yes.
Aside from that, what are some things you think you can bring to the table here at Texas Roadhouse?
I just feel like I have a pretty dazzling personality that is infectious, that customers would really gravitate towards and want to come back for more. I also feel like I have really great leadership skills and I can get anybody to do anything I need them to do.
Right.
Yes.
Okay, that's great.
Yes.
You're going to be more behind the scenes as a manager, so we won't really have you dealing with too many of the customers. But then again, I personally don't know how the restaurant business works. You know what I mean? I'm just here to hire people.
Fully.
Tell us what why you want this job.
Well, I pride myself on honesty, and I just feel like you guys need me more than I need you.
Is that right?
I really do feel like I can take this really bad, dare I say, scandal and turn it into, and spin it PR-wise, and spin it into a very positive thing. Like,
there's no
give us
scandal.
A second chance.
Yes, we had a couple run-ins with the health department, but there's no scandal here.
A lot of people were talking about it, though.
Well, I appreciate your honesty.
I pride myself on being fully honest and transparent.
Well, that's one of the things we do look for here
yes.
at Texas Roadhouse.
I figured.
It's not all about the buns. How do you handle
Although
being...
Although you weren't honest about the health department, but
well,
yes.
Well, let's continue with the interview, shall we? How
we
do
shall.
You handle being stressed in the workplace?
You know, it's... Again, I will be honest. It's not the easiest thing to come by. When I'm stressed, I feel as if my face gets discolored, I turn red, but I do try and work through it. And I think that stress can be handled and managed as a team. It's a team thing.
Sure.
You know what I mean? If I'm stressed, Jimmy can pick up the slack. If Jimmy's stressed, I can pick up the slack. It really boils down to teamwork makes the dream work. And I truly believe that in my heart and soul.
Do you feel that you're a good leader?
Yeah, I have pretty strong leadership skills.
Tell us about some of your weaknesses.
You know, my biggest weakness is that I'm a perfectionist and I just want everything to be perfect and pristine because I truly believe that if you're not going to do something perfect, why do it at all? You know what I mean?
Right, right. So that sounds like a quote I saw once on
Instagram. I think that my biggest downfall is like being too much of an overachiever.
Right, sure. Okay. And, you know, tell us, what's a time you disagreed with a decision that was made at work? How did you handle it?
Yeah, you know, disagreements are going to come up in the workplace. That's something that happens. It's something that's unavoidable. And I think that when push comes to shove, both parties and sides need to be heard fully.
Is that your mom in the lobby? She's waving through the window.
I don't know that woman. I think that was my Uber driver.
Oh, no problem. Continue.
I think that disagreements are going to happen and both sides need to be heard and valued. So much so to the point where when you really do come to a decision, it's a collaborative effort. And it's not just a one size fits all. I'm going to do it this way because this is my way.
More of a teamwork makes the dream work type of approach.
Correct.
You would say.
Just right, like the stress right. level for sure.
Let's talk about salary. What would you say are your salary expectations here at Texas Roadhouse
in
Henrietta?
So I'm looking to make six figures.
Six figures.
So if that's something that...
Can I ask where you came up with that number?
Well, again, not to be crass, but I do feel like you need me more than I need you.
Right. Well, that is something that can obviously be discussed. Of course, our starting managers make anywhere between $40,000 to $50,000 here starting off. But there is room for improvement. Obviously, with our company culture, we are only looking for rock stars who are looking to make a difference here at our restaurant. Is there any questions that you have for me at the time?
I mean, again, I do feel like I would be a great person in this role. I just want to make sure my reputation's also on the line here. And again, this is a collaborative effort. So I do have one question before I sign any documents or any contracts whatsoever.
All right. Well, we're not giving you a contract just yet,
why,
but sure.
Why were there roaches synchronized swimming in your bucket of ranch?
Okay. Well, let's move forward, shall
we? And does Ratatouille work in the back?
Okay.
Is he a sous chef?
Thank you for coming in, Breezy. We're going to be in touch with you.
So if I don't hear from you, I should call?
No, we'll call you.
Okay, I'll call next week.
Okay, thank you so much for coming in. Shake my hand. Shake it.
Okay.
There you go. Thank you so much. I would say you did about a six. Go sit down. I would say I would give you 6.5 out of 10. You're brutally honest.
I think that.
But a lot of Gen Zers are struggling with these questions, which is why some of them are bringing their parents into the interview with them.
I think that brutal honesty is something that a company needs. And honestly,
what does a manager make at a restaurant? What is their salary?
Like 30.
It ain't $100,000. I can tell you that right now. I hate every single one of these questions.
Oh my God. Now my girlfriend weighing in. Breezy saying that perfection is her biggest downfall is the biggest lie. And her biggest weakness is time management. There, I said it.
Right, but that's what you do on
I
an interview.
I wasn't going to say that, though.
You lie. You lie. That's what you do on a job interview.
And this person saying Gen Z people are just lazy. Okay. Well,
I have some bad news for you.
What?
We gave it to the next girl that only wanted $25,000 a year. So
not her shortchanging herself.
Every morning is a party with Moose and Breezy. Be a part of BXY Mornings now when you call or text us at 585-252-9800. The number one hit music station. 98
BXY. BXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Well, this is an interesting story. You got an 11-year-old boy who was driving a stolen vehicle last night, according to police, and then hit a 34-year-old woman who was crossing the street. The incident occurred just before 8:30 p.m. at the intersection of Flint and Jefferson Ave, and authorities said the boy was behind the wheel of a Hyundai that had been stolen from Henrietta. 11?
Yeah, that's insane. That's insane behavior.
I mean, talk about finding placenta still in the car. They're just getting younger and younger. Police said that the woman sustained non-life-threatening injuries, but due to the boy's age, he cannot be charged with any crime, police said.
No. Can't do it.
You can't do it. What can you do? After the incident, they contacted his parents, and a referral was made to the Monroe County Family Support Center. But other than that, hands are tied. Can't do anything. They can do the crime, but they can't do the time. 11. What goes on At
I don't know
home.
Why you're shocked. We talk about this all the time. They're like,
yeah, but they're like 14.
No, they're like 12. The guy hiding behind the bushes was 12 in Pittsburgh. It's like,
yeah, but they. I'm just wondering
nothing
if he did this
anymore.
Alone. He stole this Hyundai alone and then drove it and ended up hitting someone. How did he get this car?
He didn't steal it alone. I'll tell you that much.
No, he was by himself. It wouldn't shock me either if he did steal it alone. It's not
They're a group.
I don't know. I thought things were getting better, to be quite honest with you.
No, unfortunately, that's simply not the case.
In the last 2 weeks, in the last 14 days, I thought we were on the up and up, but I could be wrong here, obviously. Coming up on the show, we got to clear the air this morning. There I said it is coming up. 585-252-9800 is the number to share your unpopular opinions with us. Got a text this morning from Anna from Fairport who said, as a woman, if you have fake nails, then you also have a fake personality. There I said it.
She's pissed. Anna she sounds can't like, afford nails.
Anna sounds like someone with fake nails did her dirty. Send us your messages. We'll get to them coming up next on PXY.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Time to get the elephant out of the room this morning. What's up, guys? PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, There, I Said It, 585-252-9800 to clear
the air, baby.
Tim is weighing in first. What's up, Tim? Hey, good morning, guys. The whole my pleasure culture at this is gonna be good. The whole my pleasure culture at Chick-fil-A seems super toxic, and it has to go. There, I said it. Because anytime anyone there responds with my pleasure, it's because someone has a gun to their head, and it's kind of giving culty vibes. Let us know if anyone there needs help.
Blink twice.
I had Chick-fil-A for the first time in a long time last week. And the person at the drive-thru.
Did they have to say that?
I
didn't even know that.
Yes. Someone weird. Almost forgot, and it got really weird. I was like, thank you, guys. She was like, oh, no problem. Oh, my pleasure. I'm like, it's okay.
You're good. I'm not going to tell anybody.
Somebody comes and puts a sheet over their head, throws them in a van. It's serious. The my pleasure culture at Chick-fil-A is serious. That's no joke. I'm waiting for someone to slip.
Let's go back to Chick-fil-A for a second. This is mine for today, and I didn't even know I had this take until you just brought this up. Why on earth, when they redid the throughway, did they think it was a good idea to put Chick-fil-A's in and along the side there? Chick-fil-A's are not open on Sunday, the biggest travel day of the week.
I know, that's the...
Why would they do that?
That's what I was telling you about months ago. I was like, Kathy Hochul made the decision that she was going to put it at every rest stop, and it made no sense. I'm like, why are they doing this?
You know what we should do? Get rid of tolls and put in Chick-fil-A's. What?
I do love me a spicy chicken sandwich. I will say that. Let's go over to Jason. What's up, guys? Elon Musk is exactly what this country has needed for so long. Love him or hate him, he's going to make sure money is put back in our pockets where it belongs. There, I said it.
How drunk are you this morning, Jason? Let us know. Blink twice. This person says, freehand eating chocolate chips is so much more enjoyable than any candy. There, I said it. I agree with that.
What is better?
Just like freehand eating chocolate chips. Like, do you ever just eat chocolate chips just to eat them? Because I do.
I don't always just sprinkle them in pancake batter.
Oh, no, I eat them.
Sometimes you will find some in my cargo shorts.
Ooh, melted.
Let's go over to Stacy. If you drink chocolate milk still as a grown adult, you should be embarrassed of yourself. There, I said it. I love good chocolate milk. Mm. I haven't had it in a long time, but I do love some good chocolate milk. With vodka? Oh, I might have a problem.
I can't.
Wow. Dudes that wipe their boogers on the wall around the urinal are absolute scumbags. Moose, you know what I'm talking about. There, I said it.
Listen, I've never done that once. I actually have some class. But the urinals that I have used, oh my God.
Is that like, something that's happening in the men's bathroom?
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen this at one of the Jeremiah's bathrooms, the men's
room. That's disgusting.
Yeah, I don't remember which location it was. Probably Penfield, because they can get away with it there. Mm. Oh, everybody in Penfield's so classy. Just wipe the snot all over the wall.
Disgusting.
Good morning, guys. It's toxic and unrealistic to expect a person you're dating to never talk to any of their exes for any reason. There, I said it. All right. Well, Abby is clearly still in contact with her ex for whatever reason.
Oh, my God. Kathy's here. She said, not to make it political this morning, but if you refuse to give your kid a measles vaccine and they get measles, that's your fault and you deserve it. There, I said it.
The measles are back. That kid just died in Texas.
Yeah, I mean, people aren't protecting themselves against it. Obviously, they're going to get it if you don't protect yourself against it.
Do you remember the first time you had the chicken pox?
Yeah.
Oh, it was brutal.
I was ripping the carpet out with my teeth.
It was brutal. I still have a scar on my head.
Yeah, it's wild.
Oh, the chicken pox. Good times. You know, I was thinking about this last night as I was watching TV, and I got to tell you guys, I'm so sick of the false advertising when it comes to fast food commercials. And I think I speak for everyone when I say we want them to truly show us the people who really eat there. Stop hiring models with abs to eat a double Whopper and fries. Where's the overweight truck driver with a missing leg? We want to see those people. There, I said it.
Fully.
Then we want those same people to be casted on the next season of Love is Blind. That's what we want.
Can we stop putting drop-dead gorgeous models, men or women, on Love is Blind? Like, let's actually use the show for what it's intended
Thank
for
you.
And put mediocre people that in those pods.
Thank you. Also, Love is Not Blind. There, I said it.
And I get you're on camera and, like, you want to be dolled up, but, like, you wearing 9-inch stilettos to your pod date that no one's going to see you for is ludicrous. There, I said it. No one needs that, Jessica.
Nobody needs it. Are you watching season 8?
No, I refuse.
Yeah, I watched it last night before bed. I get so pissed, but I can't stop watching it. And then I get even more angry that I continue to watch it even though I'm upset. I'm like, why did I start this season to begin with?
Why are we doing this?
Because Netflix. It's all over my TV. I accidentally pressed play. Let's go over to our girl Chrissy real quick. Good morning. OMG, you guys. I had to share this with you. I went to a guy's house for dinner last night. Thought he was actually going to cook for me, but he just made a bunch of frozen appetizers from Trader Joe's. I appreciate the effort, but I'm a 30-year-old woman. If you're serving box cocktail wieners, you don't deserve my time. There, I said it. Am I wrong?
I mean, yeah, I think she is. Anything from Trader Joe's is upscale. There, I said it.
Upscale how?
I just think they put a lot more time and energy into their craft of making frozen food not feel like frozen food.
Well, everything there is prepackaged and boxed, but I don't mind it. It's good, especially if you're a single individual. Have I been guilty of calling a woman over for dinner at my place and making her all frozen apps? Yes, I've
done that. Serving her Uncrustables is crazy. Literally psychotic. But you do you.
It's really the effort that counts. Chrissy, you're 100% in the wrong on this one. I'm so sorry.
There, we said it.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Confidential.
Taking an infant on vacation. Is this a bad idea? Let's get to the message we got from our loyal listener, Cassidy from Greece, who got into a fight with her husband on whether or not to take their infant on vacation with them.
Okay.
If you've also been in this type of situation, like Cassidy has, any advice, we welcome it. 585-252-9800. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Coming up in a couple of months, my husband and I have a destination wedding to Mexico for one of my best friends. Our children will be 3 years old in 9 months, and my in-laws have offered to watch the three-year-old, but baby is exclusively breastfeeding, and I'm not comfortable leaving her alone for an entire week. I would
have taken our older child, but my husband doesn't want to and doesn't think it's safe for a child that can easily run off. She also doesn't like being in the heat too long, and it is an expensive vacation. It will be $1,000 extra just to take her. I'm worried about my three-year-old getting upset, and of course, I'll miss her and don't want her to think we're leaving her behind. Is it a terrible idea not to take her or to take her? I know she'll have fun with my in-laws, and she'll be spending time at their lake house. Great time to do it in February. But as a mom, my heart is hurting, as though I feel like we're just kind of leaving her behind, and I have no idea what to do in this situation. I'm thinking about possibly spending the extra $1,000 to bring her, but my husband is already so upset by the thought of it because initially this was supposed to be a trip just for the two of us.
Right.
Now we're thinking of a 9-month-old plus a 3-year-old. Does anyone have any advice? Okay, that came in from Cassidy. Yeah, the advice is don't do it.
Yeah, don't do it.
You got in-laws that are willing to take your 3-year-old in for an entire week? I would do that.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. I mean, a baby is not mobile. You know what I mean? They're not going to be running away from you. A 3-year-old, definitely going to be running away from you. Or at a pool, an ocean, what have you. It's not going to be a vacation for you.
And no, it's
not. I've been on vacation with babies. They're way more chill than a 3-year-old.
Oh, of course. A baby can't run.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
585-252-9800. Let's see who's here. Let's go through the text line right now. If you are a parent, if you've had to travel with a 3-year-old, what was that like? I get that she can't bring the 9-month-old because she is breastfeeding. Fine. That makes sense. She doesn't want to leave the 9-month-old for an entire week.
You mean she can't? She has to bring him.
She has to. Excuse me. The husband's not happy about it, but you win some, you lose some.
Right.
Carol says if she's used to spending time with your in-laws, enjoy being with them, and you trust them, I would look at it as you are having just different vacations at the same time. It's still going to be a vacation for your 3-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to Grammy and Grampy's.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, Tommy says, do not bring your 3-year-old to Mexico. You are never going to be able to enjoy this trip if you're chasing around a 3-year-old plus looking after a newborn at the same time. That doesn't sound relaxing. Plus, I've seen parents struggle getting on an airplane.
Oh, God. Yeah.
All this stuff you got to bring.
I just talked to, maybe I didn't mention it, but when we went to Florida 2 weekends ago, the kids were running around that airport to the point where the gate attendant had to get on the loudspeaker and be like, you can't hang from the ropes.
Oh, just like, embarrassing.
Take care of your kids, ? This person says, don't do it. She won't remember it, and it'll be so much extra work for you.
She's sounds to me like she's having some mom guilt.
Very much so. But she's got to get over it.
I know, but the kid's 3. I get it when you're a new parent because I see this happen with my sister-in-laws. It's very difficult to leave the newborn. Mm-hmm. I miss them so much. Right. We miss them so much.
Okay.
It's like, okay, it's right. You're not even at the airport yet.
We're fine.
Trudy says, what about the cartel?
Oh, my God.
Trudy, what about the cartel?
This
sounds very dangerous. Oh, Trudy. Well, they're probably going to be at the resort, Trudy. I don't know if they're going to be hanging out with Pablo Escobar's people. Oh, that's Colombia. I'm sorry.
Oh, my God.
So forgive me for confusing the two. Been there, done that. And we did not, they wrote in all caps, we did not enjoy ourselves. What an actual dream to have in-laws who actually volunteer to watch your kids for a week while you go to Mexico.
Yeah.
Do not take that for granted. I hate my in-laws. But when we traveled to California last summer with our 4-year-old, it was tough. Carry-ons, strollers, sunblock, meltdowns, and not a lot of sleep. Do not take your 3-year-old with you.
Alyssa here. I feel so strongly about this, and I'm so glad this is being brought up. I am by no means a parent, but bringing children to trips like this is not a smart choice. Just the environment is not kid-friendly, and you are not allowed to have fun without your kids.
How are you going to get plastered? Can't do that now. You got a 9-month-old with
you. This is your friend's wedding, not a family vacation.
That's right. It's your friend's wedding. They're expecting you to be there, but
plot twist, Alyssa's the bride.
They're expecting you to have fun.
Right.
Right? You are expected to have fun in Mexico at a wedding.
When you're invited to, I would argue, any event, but specifically a destination wedding, I'm not inviting you if you're bringing bad vibes. I'm not inviting you if you're bringing negativity.
If I was the bride, because you guys know I look great in a dress. If I was and my best friend showed up to my wedding and wasn't getting drunk and having fun and was like, we have the kids and left by 8:30, I'd be pissed.
Pissed.
I'd send her on a flight home the next day. Oh, then let's back it up with this text. I don't see the issue. We brought our 4-year-old to Europe last summer for 2 weeks to see family, and she did great. Not many kids have the privilege to travel like this. Let her experience it with you guys as a family.
They won't remember it.
If it was just a trip for you and your husband, then leave her home. But you're bringing your 9-month-old already, so you might as well bring everyone. This is a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea.
Kyle says Mexico is not a place for your children, if you ask me. No thanks. Leave your 3-year-old with your in-laws, along with your 9-month-old.
See ya.
Can you fill up a couple of bottles for a week and just let them have at it? I don't know how this works, clearly.
This is crazy.
Thank you, guys. You know what? We're going to have to go ahead and say, leave everybody at home. You just go with your husband.
It's a no, dog.
Have sex on the beach.
Oh, my God.
Get nuts.
Well, I wasn't going to say that.
Get nuts. You know what I mean? This is what it's all about. Having a healthy balance.
The sex on the beach was too much.
You think so?
Yeah, it was.
God, I was thinking a lot worse. I really got a crush on this woman. I do. She's great. She's fantastic. She's phenomenal.
Olivia?
Gracie Abrams.
Oh, she's like 12, but perfect.
No, she's not.
Yes, she is. I think she's 18.
No, she's in her 30s.
Gracie Abrams is 25 years old.
That's not too bad.
Okay.
Peaks My Mornings, Moose Breezy. Guys, Breezy and I worked out hard yesterday at the gym. Not together. Simultaneously,
no,
but we got
no.
After it. You couldn't work out because you forgot something. And there are some people who, if they forget one item when going to the gym, I don't care if it's their water bottle.
Yeah.
They will turn around and go home.
Is this like a...
I'm not one of those people.
Is this an excuse thing? Like, oh, well, I guess I can't do it because I would argue not. I figured it out because I'm a problem solver, as we know. But I feel like there's so many people out there that will just find an excuse for any minor inconvenience. Just be like, let's just throw in the towel. That's fine.
I've done this once when going to the gym, and it's because I forgot my sneakers. I was wearing boots. So I didn't go home, get the sneakers, and come back. I just went home. I'm not coming back.
For sure.
But, you know, that's a valid excuse. I can't run on the treadmill in boots.
Right. So things that you need to work out, right? Sneakers, obviously. One would argue water.
They got water fountains at the gym.
But
so
one thing I cannot work out with, and I think it's diabolical if you do, is headphones.
Oh, I forgot mine yesterday. I raw dogged it.
I would never raw dog a run just to listen to myself breathe.
Well, they have TV monitors. And
there's no sound coming out.
Who cares?
No, I can't do it. I refuse. I won't do it.
It's not that I don't need to hear anything. I just need to see something.
Are you like me where you cannot work out without headphones? Or are you like Moose where you're like, raw dog it for the greater good of my health? Yesterday,
like your girlfriend did on the flight to Florida.
No, literally. Yesterday, I had a plan to go to the gym. The gym membership that I do not pay for, courtesy of my girlfriend.
Right.
And I had an appointment before. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go over to this side of town. I had it all mapped out, right? It was all a convenience ploy. And I get to where I need to be before I'm heading to the gym. And I just start shaking my fist at the sky. I forgot my freaking headphones.
Oh, the shaking of the fist.
I am irate.
Please tell me you didn't go home.
I didn't. So I'm a problem solver, right? I'm trying to figure out what am I going to do here? I can't go buy headphones because everyone's jack is different. I'm not going to spend $20. Like, it was just too much. And I'm being dramatic. It was only like 10 minutes out of the way, but 10 minutes one way, 10 minutes back, that's 25 minutes. Like, I'm not doing that. So me being a psychopath, look at my friend's location to see if anyone's near me. I look at the map to see if there's anyone in the general area.
Ew.
and I find...
Ew.
What?
You use someone else's headphones? That's disgusting.
I find my friend Christine. She's right up the street. And I just text her. Hi. She's like, what's up? I'm like, do you by chance have headphones in your car? She was teaching a spin class. She's like, yeah, why? I'm like, okay, I'm coming to pick them up. I need them. She's like, what?
She doesn't even ask you guys. I am coming to pick them up. Doesn't even say, can I borrow them, please? I have a situation. Just, I'm coming. Be outside waiting for me. It's so ridiculous.
So I went.
You were so entitled.
I grabbed said headphones, ran my little mile and a half.
Are they wireless?
Yeah, they were AirPods.
Oh, God. So you got to connect them now to your phone.
Yeah, it was a whole rigmarole.
That's what I'm saying. The admin.
The whole thing.
Headphones, guys, the amount of bacteria that headphones harbor is disgusting.
It is what it is.
You know what I mean? It has caused so many infections in people's ears because nobody uses any of the alcohol wipes to clean off their headphones.
No.
And the bacteria that gets in your ear can also spread to your brain.
Okay, the drama.
We're talking about E. coli.
The drama is
I'm just saying, wipe down your ear pods, your headphones. But the amount of people that borrow other people's ear pods,
I did it.
I'm going to throw up.
I did it. And disgusting. She was like, okay, like you're a freak, you know, which is true. But I think what it boils down to is being friends with me. You really never know what you're going to get. I'll text you hi out of nowhere. And what comes next, you have no idea what's going to come out of my mouth. It could be an array of different things. It could be, I don't know, you know,
I could see
questions, comments, concerns. Can I borrow your AirPods?
I could see your headphones from here. These ones have the wire on them. But the amount of earwax, the amount of.
Oh, God, relax. Relax. You're disgusting.
I'm disgusting.
Yes.
I could see the buildup from here.
You can't. They're over-the-ear headphones, you freak.
Oh.
And also, I don't. Food for thought. I don't clean out my ears anymore because one time I was cleaning it out with a Q-tip and I pushed the wax back and I thought I went deaf.
You're doing
it
wrong.
Then they had to flush it out.
Oh, you're doing it wrong.
I know.
People have no idea how to clean their ears anymore. They have no idea. Stop sharing headphones, you guys.
Just say that you're proud of me for not skipping the gym and being innovative.
The bacteria is real, okay? We're thinking about two different things, clearly.
We very much so are.
Congrats on going to the gym. I forgot my headphones. I did it without it.
I would never. It's like running on the treadmill without a hair tie. Are you nuts?
It's like sitting in a coffee shop only sipping coffee without your phone. Like a psychopath.
No, we are so
That's
addicted.
Me on the treadmill. And I looked around yesterday, was the only one at the gym on the treadmill with no headphones.
Everyone thought you were a sociopath, for sure.
Police are waiting outside.
98 PXY is free and always will be. Your legend begins.